the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Come on, Thunder, hit that train.
The Adventures of Red Rider.
Would you enjoy a singing tour of Russia with the William Hall Chorale? The chorale still has openings for singers and friends to join this summer's tour of the Soviet Union. William Hall, noted conductor, has just returned from a planning trip to the Soviet Union and invites you to a meeting on Tuesday evening, February 5th, at the Pasadena Presbyterian Church. For more information, call 818-244-8885 or write P.O. Box 10806, Glendale, California, 91209. At the Painted Valley ranch of his aunt, the Duchess, vague rumors have come to Red Rider of an impending range war in which sheep herders, traditional enemies of the common, have been invading the range. Now Red Rider on Thunder and Little Beaver on Papoose are riding hard across country to try and discover the cause of the trouble.
Every minute counts, Little Beaver. Trot up that pony.
Take some shortcut, Red Rider.
All right, but it's risky. Cut across the boulder wash. Now look out for those gopher holes.
We watch them, got them sharp eyes.
Sure, I know that, but... Hey, look out! Right into a hole. Hole, Thunder. Little Beaver, you hurt?
No, Burnham. Little Beaver, all right.
Ooh. I'm coming. Hey, a rattlesnake. Roll away, Little Beaver, before... There, got him. Did he strike you?
Me hurt. They bite him in leg.
Quick, let me see. Yep, sure enough. Right in the muscle.
Me say, got him sharp eyes. Me poco loco de coco.
Loco nothing. Steady now. I'll cut across the two punctures and suck the poison out of the wound. Easy now.
Oh.
Little Beaver. Hey, Little Beaver. I gotta get you home. I better use this belt for a tourniquet. Not it tight. There. Now, back to Painted Valley.
Coming or ain't you? You're coming or ain't you? Hold your horses, Allen. I'm coming just a minute.
Well, it's about time. You got my message, didn't you?
Why, sure I got it. But look here, Ace. I can't do anything like you said. Boy, say, if I let you out of this here jail the way you want me to, Marshall would be in my neck.
And if you don't, I will. Now listen to me, Sheriff. You know there's a war going on between my cowmen and those sheep herders.
Yeah, I know, and it's got to be stopped.
And did you ever stop to think that if the herders win, you wouldn't have any job? I'm the one that put you in, and I'm the one that can keep you in.
I know. What you want me to do?
Just let me out of here. All on bail, of course. All nice and legal. Long enough so that I can put an end to the fracas. Good way to ensure your job, if you know what I mean.
Well, of course, I...
Open the door of this cell and do it now.
Yeah, well, it ain't regular, but...
You're a wise man, Sheriff. Or I'll see you get your bail.
Come on, Thunder. How do you feel now, Little Peter?
I'm feeling bad. Hit all around. Oh, get him dark.
Well, we're back at the ranch now, so take it easy. Oh, there, Thunder.
Why, say, why you're carrying Little Beaver that away? Now what?
Well, rattlesnake bit him, Duchess. I'll put him over here on the bed.
Jumping Jahasa. Why, he's fainted.
Yes, from the poison. Send Ching Hao for Doc Murchison, quick.
I will, Red, and Fronto. Ching! Ching!
You'll be all right now, Little Beaver. I'll get you comfortable. scarf still out. Maybe I didn't get enough of the poison.
Yes, I know, I know. King is gone for the best. And here's Jake Hughes' boy. Says he's got to see you.
Duchess, get your smelling salts.
But, Ryder, my pap sent me to tell you. Ace Hamlin's cowhands and Asia Berry's sheepmen had a fight in our ranch. Set fire to all our hay and burned down the barn. Pap says for you to come quick and we'll raid the posse.
Can't do it now. I can't leave Little Beaver yet. Oh, Little Beaver, hold it, little partner. You'll be all right. Just hold on.
There you are, Mr. Hanlon. There's that flock of smelly sheep.
Yeah, you're right this time, won't I? Yeah, just one herder with them, too. All right, men, we move fast now. Shoot that sheepdog first. The herder will come around and you cut loose at him. And we stampede the woolies into them quicksands below the river flat.
Now, that herd will be dead mutton by the time we're through.
Yeah, better be. I'm a hard man to rile, but when I get my dander up, I don't fool. When we finish, there won't be a blatant stinking sheep left to eat the grass that ought to go into beef cattle. Go ahead, shoot that dog.
Right. Here goes.
All right, come on. Ride them off. That's got it. Ride, man. Ride a whooping. Drive the woolly. Into the quicksand with them. Get going.
Why, Jane Bruce, what brings you here in such a rush?
That's the way Red Rider. I've got to see him.
He's inside here.
I'll go in.
Little Beaver. Jimmy, try to open your eyes.
Red.
Try.
Red.
Yes, Jane.
Red, Dad and I were riding along the Devil's Hole Road. We saw Ace Hanlon's cowhand stamping one of Ace's very sheep herds. The herder got away, but the cowman drove the sheep into the quicksand. Dad said you better come right away.
Can't leave here now, Jane. Oh. Little Beaver's pretty bad off. Snake bit him.
Red, Little Beaver's a tough little citizen. He'll be a getting up presently. Shucks, I bet the rat that bit him died instanter.
Why hasn't the doctor come?
Red, I know you hate to leave, but Dad stopped home safe if he'll have drivers and mules killed in the gunfighter. You've got to stop it.
I can't leave Little Beaver.
But can't you see? Things are getting worse and worse. Those sheep herders will be out for revenge. They'll be innocent people hurt and... Oh, you're not even listening to me.
I am, but I've got to stay right here. When Little Beaver's better, I'll settle the range war somehow.
There. You see, it's a very... The sheep I was standing on stampeded into the quicksand.
That mutton they make out of my sheep. Enrique, we hit back. We hit back hard. Listen, all of you. Ace Hanlon keeps his remuda of horses in the big corral on Barley Flat. It is not far.
It is guarded.
We will handle the guards. And when we have taken care of the guards, we will open the corral gate. We will drive this Ace Hanlon's horses north into Skull Canyon, into that meadow full of poison larkspur and descama. Ace Hanlon makes dead mutton of my sheep. Very well. I will make buzzard bait this cow for you. Come, all of you.
Thank you very. There is Hanlon's corral. And he's full of horse, too.
Mm. But it is so dark we cannot see the guards.
There is one. By the campfire, see?
Gosh. I would give much money if that man is Hanlon. But Hanlon leaves other men in danger and takes care of his own skin. Come. We will crawl up to him. Yes, see?
The guard. He seems to be off his leaf.
He better for us. Come.
Who's that? Who's
there? No, we rescued.
Stop! Stop, my dude! Who are you?
I get him.
Careful, do not let him see you. Good work, Enrique. Now, open the corral bars.
You will not soon be conscious. But we must hurry. If there are any more guards,
I know. All right, men. Mount and ride them up. Head for Skull Canyon. You know what to do. Enrique. You will ride to Beef Junction. See my brother Guido and tell him to bring my other brother and our cousins here with guns. Ace Hanlon thinks sheep herders will not stand up to bullets, eh? We will show them, man for man, gun for gun, we fight him to the finish.
Hanlon, you there?
That you, will I?
Yeah.
Can't a man get no sleep?
Yes. Them sheep herders got all our best horses.
What? Get your breath, man. You ain't making sense. What are you talking about?
Them sheep herders stampeded our horses off of Barley Flat into that local weed in Skull Canyon. All of them. By now, more than half of them are poison sick.
Well, one eye, that makes it war to the finish. Ride into town. Tell Curly Bill to round out his bunch of gunfighters and come out here. We're going to clean every sheep herder off this range and clean them off for keeps.
Here, Red. Try to get Little Beaver to drink this.
Wait, Duchess. He's opening his eyes. Listen, Little Beaver. It's Red Ryder and the Duchess. All night we've been sitting here. How do you feel?
He can't talk.
Yeah, I know. He's looking right at us, but he can't talk. Seems like he isn't seeing us at all.
Maybe he's just feeling too weak.
He's shutting his eyes again. Kind of slumping back.
Wait, Red. I hear somebody outside. Must be Doc Murchison. I'll go and see.
Yes, it's him, all right. Well, hurry up, Doc. It sure took a long time of getting here.
The way I feel, if there was another doctor in the county, I'd ask him for treatment for me. I've been working all night.
Doc, Little Beaver.
Move over and let me see the youngster, Ed. Yeah, snake bite, eh? That's bad. I'd have been here sooner. Only I've been so busy pulling lead slugs out of a couple of Aishavari sheep herders. Red, you got to stop this range war. Why, those sheep herders cut the drift fences.
Take care of Little Beaver, Doc.
Yes, all right.
And they cut the fences alongside of Gold Gulch. And Luke Moffat's fine Morgan horses just eased in there and fell into those old mine holes.
Ace Hanlon and Aishavari ain't just going to wipe each other off the map. They're dragging every rancher and businessman in this district down to stark ruination, that's what. Red, you got to get your horse. You ride...
I'm not leaving here while Little Beaver's like this. Now tend to him, Doc.
Sure, Red, yes. But guess let's hope I'm not too late. And you're not either.
Knocking before you come in here, Sheriff? It's on your mind.
Now, look, Ace. I just heard what you did driving all them sheep Aishavaris into the quicksand.
Well, what if I did?
Yeah, but you ain't doing what you promised you would, Ace. I said I'd let you out of jail if you put an end to this range war.
That's what I aim to do.
But you ain't. You're just making it worse.
And I aim to do it my own way. Now, don't go poking around and don't get curious. You hear?
Well, yeah, but...
When I get through, there won't be any sheepmen on this range, and you'll have a job. Now, get out.
Little Beaver's opening his eyes. He's trying to talk.
Easy now, Red Ryder. The youngster's a mighty sick boy. You see, Red, snake venom kind of paralyzes the heart. So I'm hoping Little Beaver didn't get too much into it.
Red Ryder! Red! Jane Bruce, you look like you rode a cyclone when getting here.
Red, Dad sent me. Ace Hammond's out of jail. The sheriff let him go free. Now there's no law in this valley at all. You've got to stop Hanlon, Red. They'll be shooting right in the streets of this town. You've got to come now.
Jane, I can't.
Oh.
Little Beaver's... Well, look at him.
Me want to watch her. Me feel hot.
He's better. So help me, Doc. Why, he wants a drink.
Little Beaver, you're feeling better?
Me fine. Me get him well.
Why, you bet you're getting well.
That's fine. That's great.
Red Ryder, you get him horse. You ride. You no need him stay.
You sure? You'll be all right if I go?
Me all right. Red Ryder, go and pronto. I get him well.
Give me my gun.
Here they are, Red.
All right, Thunder. We've got work to do.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. There's a lot of living in the valley, varied lifestyles that appeal to a wide cross-section of the Southland population. Whether it's a preference for horse country, canyon living, or the suburbs, the valley has it and more. A lot of human interest happening, plus plenty of hard news taking place in the sprawling, growing, fast-paced valley. Hear the interesting, the important, the human side of valley life, right here on KNX News Radio, where you keep in touch. It's a dangerous job that Red Rider has ahead of him. How can he, lone-handed, stop this range war, which is coming to a disastrous climax? In town now are Ace Hanlon and cowboys and hired gunfighters. And out on the sheep range are the Basque sheep herders, Ace Javary and his hard-fisted kinfolk, cleaning their rifles and getting ready to wipe out the cowmen. Outside the Painted Valley Ranch House, Jane is with Red as he prepares to ride into town.
Easy, easy there.
Red, I don't understand. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't quite know yet, Jane.
There's so many of them, and you're alone. You'll...
Well, when you get to fighting two tomcats, and they're pestering you, you put them in a gunny sack. The same gunny sack. Before long, those two tomcats are plenty tired of each other.
What in the world are you...
Well, I'll see you later, Jane. All right, Thunder. Hit that trail.
Come on, Thunder!
When you work for Ace Handling, you get good pay and good grub.
You said it.
Had enough to eat, boys? Order more. Go on, buy out the joint.
Ace, you was telling us about the time you escaped from that Mexican jail summer four last.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me. I'm a hard man to rile, but when them ruralis took me into that jail, I got mad. One of them turned to unlock a cell door. Real quick, I swung on the other hombre and knocked him down, and then I ran out of the jail and jumped over a wall. I remember it was pitch dark. So blame dark I couldn't see any further.
Than your nose?
Hmm? Who said that?
Gosh, none of us, Ace.
Well, I sneaked along a dark alley. I was scared I'd stumble into a trap and be grabbed.
By the nose?
Who said that?
Gosh, none of us would. Ace, it must have been that cowboy come in last. At that table by the walls. Sleeping with his head in his arms.
I'm a hard man to rile, but if that wad he's talking in his sleep, I'll wake him with a bullet. Like I was saying, I run down that dark alley. I seen a garden gate. I pushed that gate open, I jumped through. Bang, something hit me right...
On the nose?
Consternation out of my way.
Be careful.
I can stand just so much. Come along, One-Eye. Sure. I'll tell my story direct to this sleeping cowboy. As I was saying, I jumped into that garden. A rifle butt hit me. The place was full of soldiers. Later, I found out that 10 minutes before I got there...
Your nose had already arrived.
You! Get up! Get up before I shoot you like a sitting rabbit! Oh!
I had to knock that gun out of your hand, Ace. Now, nobody else move. I got you all covered.
Red Rider.
Reach for that gun, One-Eye, and you'll be Mr. No-Eye.
Why are you picking a fight with me, Red Rider?
I've come from that sheep man, Aishavir. To bring you a message, Ace.
Yeah? What kind of a message?
Well, first he wants me to tell you his opinion of you and your outfit. He said that each and every one of you is a sidewinder, a flea-bitten maverick, a blowhard, a scorpion, a hairy tarantula. You're vermin, you're crawling pests, you're a seven-year itch on the face of the earth.
He won't dare say that to my face.
He will if you've got the nerve to meet him.
We'll meet
nose
him.
Nose to nose.
We'll meet him.
Ace Avery says if you've got the courage for it, his outfit will meet your outfit in Antelope Notch tomorrow at noon sharp. Man for man, gun for gun. Have you got the courage for it?
Go ahead, Ryder. Do my dirty work for me. Get them all together and I'll be there to wipe them out. And be there yourself. There might be a little lead flying your way.
Don't worry, Hanlon. I'll be there.
Hi, Javeri. With your cousins and brothers all here now, maybe some food?
Yes, Enrique. Throw wood on the fire and warm the shack up.
See?
And serve hot coffee and food to my kinsmen. Ah, oh, it is good to see you, Gito. And you, Diego, and Marin. Welcome all. Tomorrow, we ride out to fight the cowmen. But tonight, we visit. We play cards and drink a little wine, no?
Thank you very. I hear footsteps outside.
Up with your hands, old man. You're covered.
A cowman. You come for trouble.
My name's Red Rider. Reach for a gun again, you and back, and next time I won't just pare your fingernails. I'll lay your pistols on the table, all of you, quick.
No, we will not.
Will you mind orders, my gimlet-eyed friend, or must I dart your left eye with a bullet? Now, guns on the table.
All right. Now, what do you want?
I come from Ace Hanlon to tell you that sheep herders have got no more fighting courage than rabbits.
You insult us. But you stand there with guns in your hands, and our hands are empty.
All right. I shot the lamp out. Now, it's pitch dark in here, but you all know where the table is. Grab your guns. Go on, grab your guns and start shooting. I won't shoot back till I see the flash of a pistol to shoot at. Well, now there's a dozen of you and just one of me. I can't see you and you can't see me in this dark. Now grab your guns and shoot. I'm waiting.
Come on, grab your guns.
No, you got me. Let go.
I'm waiting.
Well, what do you want, Red Rider?
To tell you this. Ace Hanlon says you're each and every one of you a flea-bitten coyote, a low-flung camp robber. And Hanlon says, if you sheepmen have got the nerve to stand up and fight, come to Antelope Notch tomorrow. Bring your whole outfit to the notch at noon tomorrow. And if you're not afraid of a man-to-man fight...
We'll be there, Ryder. We fight. Man for man, gun for gun.
Good. Now sit here, all of you, till you hear my horse run. Well, there's the second tomcat in the gunny sack. Next, I'll throw some sneezing powder into the sack and shake it apart. All right, come on, Thunder. We got lots to do tonight. Well, let's move into the shade, Thunder. That sun's hot. Well, it's almost noon. Say, that's a dust cloud rising to the north of the notch there. Ace Hanlon's bringing his cowhands.
Red!
Well, Jane Bruce, what are you doing here at Antelope Notch?
Mr. Bean of the mining supply company told me I'd find you here. Little Beaver sent me to tell you he's lots better.
That's fine.
Also, I thought maybe I could be company for you.
No place for a woman, but it's too late now. Crouch down behind this rim rock with me. You're going to see fireworks pretty soon.
Huh?
Look, down into this steep canyon.
Ryder's coming.
Ace Hanlon's gunmen itching for battle.
If they keep coming, we can drop pebbles on their heads.
Look, a dust cloud off to the south. Ishaveri is bringing his sheep herders into the notch.
Red, they'll meet right below us here. They'll fight.
That's the idea.
It's such an awkward place, a canyon like this. The walls are so steep they couldn't climb out.
That's right.
They're coming fast. They'll meet right below us.
A couple of minutes now and the battle will be on. Watch, Jen.
What are you doing?
Lighting a fuse. Now, another.
But what for?
To make a couple of avalanches. Going to shut them in.
Red, they've seen each other. They're so close, they're shooting.
Get down.
Oh!
See, that blast knocked the rim rock down and closed the narrow notch behind Hanlon's cowhands. And the concussion knocked most of them off their horses. Oh, look how they're tangled up.
Oh, Red, the sheepmen are going to gallop right on Hanlon's men.
Oh, steady.
Oh, you've closed the other end of the notch, too.
Yeah, look. Knocked the sheepmen off their pins, too. Now I've got both outfits trapped in the notch. Can't either of them get out.
Hey, you down below. Hanlon, hey, Cavelli. Stop shooting. My orders are I'll set off more blasts.
You won't shoot anybody, either of you. Now, can you hear me?
We hear you all right.
You're caught. You're locked into this trap and you can't climb out. Try it and I'll avalanche more rock onto you. Now, throw down your guns, all of you. I said throw down your guns.
Oh, give it to him, man.
Get back, Jim.
All right.
They'll kick off regular rock slides.
That's just a sample. Get your hand and I'll plant half the mountain down on your head.
You gonna throw down your gun?
Don't blast any more rock down, Ernie.
Now, that's sensible. Now, if you men want to get out of this trap alive, you've got to do what I say.
Well, what is it?
What do you want, Ryder?
First you, Echeverry. This is cow country, not sheep country. You move up north. North into Aspen Valley. Now, there's grass up there and larkspur that are no good for cattle, but sheep can live in it.
All right. I go there.
And you, Hanlon. Your cowhands have done a lot of damage around here. Burned hay, poisoned water holes, killed sheep, and so on. You're going to pay for all that damage, agreed?
I can't do that.
Or must I blast some more rock onto you? Here it comes, eh?
Oh, wait, no, I'll pay.
Now, that's fine. That's great. Now, you fellas just sit tight while I go to town for some hands to get some rope so that we can draw you tomcats out of this gunny sack. I reckon you've been tamed to plenty. All right, come on, Jane. All right, Thunder, hit that trail. Come on, Thunder!
Be a safe driver, so she insisted that she help me practice.
Be sure to watch for the stop
sign.
Do you see those kids?
Yes.
Don't forget to look both ways.
I won't.
Okay.
Now you can start the car.
I started the car, put it in reverse, and it probably backed into our garbage can. Well, I did start the car real well.
I think we've made some progress today. And maybe tomorrow we'll make it to the street.
My dad bought some new garbage cans after that. But Mom still uses the bent ones. She says they're worth more to her than all the new ones in the world.
It's often life's small moments that bring the greatest memories. From the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is the news station, KNX 1070. Don't miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.